David Miller did not keep the marriage a secret. Before the wedding, he had announced the marriage plans at a Granada Hills Chamber of Commerce dinner, and after taking the vows, he promptly called his associates from Las Vegas. It had been difficult getting a hold of him, Hopkins, his former associate, said of the period. He was not in the office, and I thought he was out trying to round up clients. Then he called and said, "Guess what? We're married." A group of friends and associates gathered at Miller's office on March 1st for a small reception for the couple. Hopkins said the happiness exhibited for the Millers was tinged with somberness. Some of those toasting Miller had not been paid by him in a month. "I felt very bad for the staff because they were having problems, and here the guy was getting married," Hopkins said. At least one of Miller's friends believes that some people who knew him were uneasy about his marriage because his financial problems were becoming known. There were also rumors that he was already married. The joke was that he wanted to marry her quick before she found out the truth about him, said a woman who worked with Miller on Chamber of Commerce projects. Everybody knew he didn't have any money, and I think some people specifically knew he was already married. After the marriage, Miller's financial problems quickly escalated, according to financial records and acquaintances. Business associates and creditors said it was increasingly difficult to contact Miller, and recalled that in the instances where he was seen, he often became emotionally upset. Miller alternately explained that he was facing financial crisis or said he had cancer. Alarcon, Mayor Bradley's Valley deputy, said that at a meeting of representatives of Valley political office holders, Miller tearfully announced that the leadership program would be his legacy in the Valley. "When I asked him what was wrong, he told me he had cancer," Alarcon said. John Dyer, a business consultant who subcontracted with Miller to share office space with him, said that on the occasions that Miller did come to the office, his moods changed noticeably. "I think it was obvious to everyone who saw him that his state of mind had changed considerably," Dyer said. "He would have times of anger, open outbursts, and sometimes he was open, his friendly old self." Miller was finally forced to close his office April 18th, Hopkins said. Faced with foreclosure and liens for unpaid debts, he and his new wife signed ownership of the Granada Hills house over to a bail bondsman named Bert Hopper on May 7th, according to county records. The mortgage foreclosure was withdrawn, but other debt holders said they never got their money. Hopper did not return repeated phone calls for comment on the house transfer. Miller then moved his new wife to Sanford, Florida, a small town outside Orlando. Dorothy Miller said that by this time her husband had already moved her from Orlando to Bell Vernon, Pennsylvania, once again telling her that the move was required as a security precaution.